Dairy farms in northern New York and Vermont have faced a major labor shortage, which means that migrant laborers from Mexico and Guatemala are now milking a lot of the region's cows. But farm country presents difficult challenges to migrant workers. It's rural, hard to get around, and there's not a big Latino population. But as Sarah Harris reports, a new law means that migrant workers in Vermont will soon be able to drive legally.
On a bright spring day in East Montpelier, Luis shows me around McKnight Farm, the organic dairy where he works. There's a sprawling farmhouse on one side of the dirt road and a big barn on the other. Luis takes me inside, showing me where the feed goes and where they keep the pregnant cows.
Pues aquí hay becerros, les limpiamos, les sacamos todo lo sucio y le tiramos aserrín nuevo.
Luis is a migrant worker from Mexico who asked that I not use his last name. He's 20 and has been in the U.S. for about a year. He's married and sends money home to his wife and his parents. Luis works with three other young guys, all from Mexico. They live together in a trailer up the road. They milk cows together. And they go places together, but only when they can find a ride.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, the transportation part of it.
That's Seth Gardner. He and his partner, Kim Watson, own the farm and employ Luis and his buddies. They try and make sure they can give their workers a ride to the store or to the dentist when they need one. But it doesn't always work.
When you make an appointment, all of a sudden you're like, oh no, Kim can't do it, I can't do it, the neighbors can't do it. We've had to cancel appointments.
Seth, Kim, Luis, and three other workers sit at the kitchen table. It's familial, the way they joke and laugh. But for Luis, the driver's license issue isn't about getting a ride. It's about having to ask his bosses every time he needs to go somewhere. It's about having the freedom to move around.
Pues, está uno aquí encerrado. El día de tu descanso te la pasas encerrado. No puedes salir.
Put yourself in our position, he tells me. You can't go out. You can't entertain yourself. You don't have any family. And you feel alone. But that may change. Vermont just became the sixth state to grant driver's licenses to migrant workers. The law would allow people to get driver's licenses and non-driver ID cards, regardless of their legal status. They have to prove Vermont residency. And if it's a driver's license, take a road test. The license would look different than a regular license. It wouldn't comply with the Real ID Act of 2005, which means you couldn't use it to board a plane or get into a federal building. But you could use it to get off the farm. Luis says that with a driver's license, you could relax a little, go where you want, and then come back to work. For Seth Gardner, it's a moral issue.
When you have workers that show up on your doorstep with all they have is a suitcase and they can't speak English, they're at your mercy. And that's not a good thing in some places, and it lends itself to abuse. And I feel that the driver's license is a way to empower those workers. But it also sends a message, even though it's subtle, to the employer that these people at least have that right.
Some farmers testified at the State House last week that their Hispanic employees might not be responsible enough to drive. But a dairy farmer in northwestern Vermont who wanted to remain anonymous says it's not that simple.
I believe that's very unfair to be leading the young immigrant labor force into believing that just that license is going to change their life that way.
He's hoping for federal immigration reform.
I would really like to see what Washington comes up with first, and then Vermont could move after that.
Questions about enforcement remain. Some municipal police departments, along with the state police, aren't allowed to ask people their immigration status when they pull them over for a traffic offense. But not all agencies have that policy. And in northern Vermont, where Border Patrol maintains a strong presence, it's not clear if migrant workers will be able to take to the road without a risk of getting pulled over and deported. But for Marcos, Luis's coworker, fear of getting caught pales in comparison to the excitement of driving places by himself.
Where would you go?
Everywhere. Para todas partes.
Luis, Marcos, and their coworkers say they plan to get ready for the road test and will pool their resources to buy a used car. That way, Luis says, he could feel more free. For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sarah Harris.